Assalamu alaikum. If you consume any of their content, alpha maleism is like trying to create, invent a sunnah. They're trying to teach men very detailed sunnah. How to walk, how to dress, what to say, what not to say. You should always say this and stop saying this when you talk to a woman. Stop saying this when you talk to men. Approach a gathering in this way. Leave a gathering in this way, be in a gathering in this way. This is how you walk down the street. It's like very, very detailed and precise, meticulous information about behavior. You're supposed to do this to be an alpha male. Okay, they're making a sunnah, and it's not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't follow this. This is like a deen. They're creating a kind of a deen. And the reward in that deen isn't the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not Jannah. The reward is the affection and attention and submission of a useless woman, of a woman who doesn't care about your character, of a woman who doesn't care about your morality, of a woman who doesn't care about your values, who just cares about your money, whose submission can be bought, or who can be intimidated. That's your reward. Not a woman who is submissive because she fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not from the qanitat. A woman who is submissive because she wants something from you. Not because she respects you. Not because she honors you. Not because you deserve it. But because she wants what she wants and you've got it. That's the reward of that sunnah. If you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your life will be full of people of value, people of character, people of substance, and inshallah, you will earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. I mean, you decide, but it just doesn't make any sense to me. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum.